Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
This is Tim Roy, and you're listening to Steinie and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All righty. Good afternoon, everybody. And let's head out to the River Islands guest line. All guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands in Lathrop? Joining us right now is Sal Castaneda, KTVU news anchor. He was all over the Ricky Pearsall situation on Saturday. What's going on, Sal? How's it going?
Not much, Steinie. Guru, I happened to be paying attention to something else. There was a plane crash at about the same time, and one of my buddies tipped me off to that. And then, so I was already engaged in, you know, the whole news gathering stuff. And then the Pearsall thing came down at about the same time. So, you know, it was kind of like I already had the devices up and in my hand, and I was able to hear it all kind of as it happened.
So what do we know? That Ricky Pearsall was in Union Square, and he was approached by a 17-year-old who wanted to steal his watch. There was a confrontation, and both guys got shot. Is that are there any more details than that at this point?
Yeah, he was shopping at this high-end a luxury store called Ruona. They make really expensive suitcases. And he'd also gone to Louis Vuitton. And he was carrying bags and he was wearing a Rolex and, you know, unwittingly made himself a target. You know, Ricky Pearsall is 6'1". He's not a small dude. He's pretty well built. And this 17-year-old kid allegedly saw an easy target, had a gun, and thought it would be easy. But, you know, what the kid didn't know is that because of all the political pressure with, you know, crime in Union Square, there were a lot of police officers really close by. And the first responder, the first person who reached him was a woman, Sergeant Joelle Harrell, who had been on a force for 25 years. She ran when she heard the gunshots and got the Pearsall right away and put her hand on the wound. And Pearsall actually asked her, am I going to die? I can't imagine being shot. Wow. I've never been shot. But he asked her, am I going to die? And she said, no, it's not your time. Look at me. Listen to me. Hold on. Be strong like you are on the football field. So she sprung into action and calmed him down because she wanted him to stay calm. She got on the radio, and within minutes, the place was flooded with cops.
Wow, Sal, I caught her interview. It was emotional, and I mean this. I'm from the Bay Area, born and raised. I work in the city, as you know, and walk the streets. Stani doesn't even know this. I'm still shook by this story, and by the blessings of God, Ricky Pearsall kept his life. Just think about that. The bullet went through and through. I had never heard that term. Sal, my question to you is, I had to get off social media because people are making this political, but Stani brought up a profound point earlier about how far does this go? A pro athlete getting shot, almost lost his life. How bad of a deal is this for, and I hope people don't think I'm being insensitive. I'm not. But future free agents wanting to come to San Francisco, how much damage do you think was done by this story from other athletes possibly coming here, making this place home?
Yeah, I'd like to think it's not going to have as much of an impact that way. San Francisco's a big city. Miami's a big city. New York is a big city. There's certainly crime in all the big cities out there. But I do think it'll have an effect as to, don't be flashing your wealth. And this is not blaming the victim. You really should be able to do whatever you want at any time. But the sad reality is when I go down to Union Square, I dress down, right? I don't drive the fancy car. Wow. I shouldn't have to do that, but that's the way it is, right? You're getting out of these Louis Vuitton store and you're wearing a Rolex, and some 17-year-old kid who thinks he's a tough guy is going to come up on you. That's all bad. The city shouldn't be that way. Nevertheless, I'm not going to be doing that, and I think that's going to go a long way in teaching these guys to dress it down a little bit.
Wow. Sal Castaneda joining us on 95.7 The Game, courtesy of the River Islands guest line. Let me just ask you this, and I was just wondering this as we head toward the election in November. Is this something that's going to get traction politically between now and the election of another indication of one of our cities, not even safe enough for a professional football player to walk through?
I don't see how it can, obviously, in today's environment. I think that London Breed is the mayor, and her opponents have wasted no time in saying, you see, this is what needs to be fixed. The mayor isn't doing enough. You have the other candidates coming on and saying this is unacceptable. And London Breed knows that, is there ever good timing for something like this to happen? Absolutely not. But she probably wishes it wouldn't happen now, with a few months to go to the election. Politics is politics. And this just kind of reminds people that San Francisco has a reputation. This is not doing anything for the national reputation of San Francisco. It's actually bringing more and more people back after it had died down. I don't know if it's fair because all cities have big crime, but it is what it is. London Breed's opponents are certainly seizing this opportunity, that's for sure.
Sal, I don't want to put you on the spot, but I'm going to be honest because the thought went through my mind Saturday as I was getting all the news. The Niners had a party at Kyle's house, and it was already planned. And by all accounts, John Lynch was at the hospital with one Ricky Pearsall. And, Rick Ross was there, one of the rappers from Miami, and he posted it on his IG. And a lot of people were up in arms like, why did you go through with the party? I guess I'm just asking, and I'm not judging the Niners. And maybe they celebrated that, he avoided disaster. But did you have that thought when you saw those pictures come up and the rest of the team was having a party as one of their guys was laid up in the hospital?
Well, I didn't, it didn't offend me. I don't offend easily, as Steiny knows. It didn't offend me. I think that, especially after it came out that he was going to be okay, I think they went ahead with the party.
Right.
What I really take away from it is why is a kid, 17-year-old kid, driving from Tracy 60 miles away to come commit crime in one of the busiest policed areas? Obviously, this kid had no idea what he was doing. That place has, when you go down there, there's a lot of cops there. And now they've doubled the cops there, right? So This was obviously an amateur job. The kid was wearing slides. This is the point that I said. He was wearing slides, and he ran away. He left his slides, so they were able to easily identify the kid because he was one of the only people running around with no shoes. So they tracked him down about a block away. So, you know, obviously, very amateur job. He was shot himself by his own gun. Reportedly, he's a member of a gang out there in Tracy. You know, so this is all bad, right? It could have been a lot worse. We could be talking about a dead person right now, maybe two dead people. So this is what gets me. You know, why are people coming to San Francisco to commit crime?
Wow.
Has it made it that easy? That much of a calling card that you have to come out to San Francisco? And by all accounts, the guy didn't know that Ricky was a football player. He just saw a guy with a Rolex and a couple of Louis Vuitton bags.
Sal, right. But real quick, Sonny, nothing's worse than Ricky getting shot. But this same guy got caught with a gun days before and was released. Just think about that. I'll just let that there. Like, okay, this is what you do after that. That's what's so disappointing in all this, too.
Well, you know, just being on this earth for a long time, we go through phases, and I think people now, especially since crime has become an issue, are, you know, looking more critically at these kind of things. Yeah. Why was he out of jail in the first place? Especially in San Francisco, where one of you guys brought up it's a political issue to be safe on the streets. So, yeah, I don't know why they let him out. I'm sure that's going to come out. Right. I mean, let's just be honest. If it hadn't been Ricky Pearsall, the person who was shot, this would have maybe gotten a little bit of news coverage and that's it. But now everything is going to be examined super closely.
Yeah. Sal, let me ask you this, and you might not have the answer, but I it's hard for me to understand getting shot and then you leave the hospital a day later. I mean, you've probably seen, unfortunately, a number of these. Do we have any idea, you know, when Ricky Pearsall could play again? And the only reason I'm asking that question is because he is at home right now, apparently, after getting released from the hospital.
Yeah, well, he's not going to be – they put him on some sort of a list where he's not going to be able to play for four games.
Right.
But I don't know the answer to when he really will be able to play. Fortunately, I've never been shot. I don't know anyone who is close enough. I'm sure doctors will be able to say. But I know that he was extremely lucky for him to be shot. It went through his chest, came out his back, did not have any major arteries or organs. And they released him from the hospital a day later. That shows to me that, okay, well, it might have been, you know, really, really lucky that nothing bad happened to him. And he may indeed be able to play in 5 weeks. Super fortunate.
Yeah. Sal, speaking of playing, before we let you go, I got to get your prognosis on this season. Steiny asked me, were the holdouts of Aiyuk and Trent Williams, who's due in town to sign a new contract, do you think this will impact the season? I'm excited. Monday night we'll be out there against the Jets. The world will be watching. What are your thoughts and vibe on this Niner team going into this season?
Well, I hope it's going to be good. I remember when Bosa held out last season, became left right until the very end, and he didn't have the year. He would tell you this himself. He didn't have the year he wanted to have. I'm not sure if that's going to be the same with Aiyuk, who signed last week, or with Trent Williams, and I'm hoping it's not because, you know, I'm a 49ers fan, but it could. Trent Williams never plays preseason anyway, so I think it's going to be okay. One thing that I just, you know, keep thinking about in this first game coming up is the Jets are a whole lot tougher than people think they are. It's not the same old Jets. They have a really good defense and it's going to be a good game.
Sal Castaneda, appreciate the time, my man.
Thank you.
All right, guys.
All right, that's Sal Castaneda, courtesy of the River Islands Guest Line, anchor at KTVU. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands in Lathrop? So there you go.
My takeaway, a lot of good stuff from Sal, and I talked about this early morning with Evan Stoney. I don't want to live anywhere to where I'm out of pocket, because if I'm blessed enough to go into a high-end store and purchase something and come out with a bag.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom? Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here, and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
That I can't just walk around and continue to enjoy my day or, lo and behold, go into another store. You know, and I'm sitting here and not making this about me. I like watches. I don't got diamond watches glittered out, but I like nice watches. Now I'm sitting up here thinking, do I even need to be wearing my wristwear? You know, it's like that's not a good thing, man. Those aren't good thoughts. And the amount of people saying Ricky was out of pocket for doing that, and, you know, if he put up a fight for his object, I mean, for his watch, Donnie, I'm just like, damn, though. Is that what it's come to? Apparently, said he has to dress down. He has to dress down to come to Union Square.
Apparently, crime's down in San Francisco, too, overall. So, I don't know. Just fortunate that Ricky Pearsall's
no doubt
still in there and back home. And
he's
and
won the Super Bowl of life, Steiny.
Yeah. 888-957-9570 is the number. The San Francisco 49ers season starts on Monday. That's 6 days away. And Brian Baldinger was on with the morning show, the morning roast. And he was asked about Kyle Shanahan and whether or not his seat's warm at all. Take a listen to Baldy.
The only reason why it would be considered hot is because of the roster that he has, and he can fully run his offense. He's got everything he needs to run his offense at the highest level. So there's great expectations, and really the expectations are what Andy Reid has been delivering in Kansas City. It's just I mean, if Andy Reid doesn't win a Super Bowl, nobody's like batting an eye. They're like,
right,
they're going to be competitive. But it's just because of the roster, and they've gotten so close on a couple of occasions, including when he was a coordinator in Atlanta. They've been so close. And the fact is that you have to break through as either a quarterback or a coach to have greatness associated with you. And once you do that, they can never take it away. It always goes side by side with what you do. You know, as soon as you win it, the pressure gets right back on you to repeat. And that's just, and some teams can deliver like Kansas City did. Some teams fall along the wayside. But this is a talented roster. Everybody knows it. And it's up to Kyle to guide it right now.
Wow.
You know what bothers me?
Everything. It's Tuesday. Go ahead, Stein. Let me have some fun.
What's Evan doing now?
He was laughing.
Yeah, he was laughing. It's real funny. Oh, it took us 5 minutes to get the buzzer.
What bothers you, pal?
Well, can you do it? And that's one of the reasons it bothers me. If Kyle Shanahan, okay, this is what's unfair to Kyle Shanahan. Everybody brings up, oh, they lost a 28-3 lead when he was in Atlanta.
He deserved it.
Even though he was not the head coach. You know what? You know it's a joke and it's unfair? If Kyle Shanahan and the Falcons had won that Super Bowl, he wouldn't get any credit for it because he's the offensive coordinator. None. None. But because he lost it, I tell you what, if this thing continues down the road that it's going now, in 2 or 3 years, everybody's just going to think he was the head coach of that Atlanta Falcons team.
Oh, man.
Because he gets so much blame for being an offensive coordinator on that team.
I'm not mad at you, Stoney. I was so ready to disagree with you, but he might as well have been if this thing, that's the key component to your phrase. I don't think it's going to continue down the road. I just don't. And I'll say this, Donnie, and people, Niner fans may not want to hear it, but it's a reality. Pearsall showed us this. We don't know what tomorrow has in order for any of us. But as far as the collective, the San Francisco 49ers as a team, McCaffrey's getting older. Trent Williams is getting older. Things change. Kittle, Debo, all of them. So, again, am I going to sit here, and I heard the morning guys talk about this, who would you rather want than Kyle? But that doesn't give me a license not to criticize him and think he's been the outstanding. I really believe it's not been the team they've been playing. It's been some of his decisions that have prevented him from winning the trophy. I'm not speaking for Niner fans, and I mean as a captain of fandom and the book coming out, fandom is Goodum, but. It's one thing when you get knocked out in a prize fight. You know what? Mike Tyson kicked my ass. But when you go 15 rounds and you knock the guy down 2 or 3 times like the Niners did to the Chiefs twice, you kind of want to – the loss is more difficult to process because you saw with your own eyes we had that team down 10 points in the fourth quarter. That's harder to get over or let go than getting your ass kicked, I believe, from a fan perspective.
No. All I'm saying is if Kyle Shanahan, as an offensive coordinator, had been a part of that Atlanta team and it won a Super Bowl, would get no credit for it.
But he would never need to break it out, though, Stoney, had he not lost.
No, yes, he would. My point is if had Atlanta won that Super Bowl, he would still be in the same spot right now as a guy who can't get it done. But it's easy to tack on his offensive coordinator position in Atlanta when no other coach gets his offensive or defensive coordinator has gotten this much responsibility for a loss. It's a joke, quite frankly. He's lost 2 Super Bowls. That's it. Not 3, 2.
No, a couple NFC championship games, too.
Big Dave and San Leandro. What's up, Big Dave? How you doing, man?
Hey, what's up, guys? Definitely excited for the Niners season to start. Can't wait. Sounds like Big Trent's going to get signed pretty soon here, so that's good news. Yeah, you know, prayers up to Ricky And he could have easily lost his life there. I hope this is a wake-up call, not just to San Francisco, but all these liberal cities out here that just let the criminals run rampant. Now, I'm going to talk from personal experience, recent personal experience. There's folks out there that are going to be hearing this. I know about this because I've been very open about what happened to me. So, back in April, I was minding my own business, sitting there at a golf course near my house. I've called you guys before. I live by the San Leandro Marina.
Okay.
I was sitting there with my dog, right, minding my own business. Some guy got finished playing, that's what it looked like, right? He came from 18 hole. He came up to me and started harassing me because my dog had a pinch collar. I told him to mind his own business, you know, get out of here. Anyways, he leaves. I walk out. The guy drives up on me. Looked like a straight Glock. Shot me 7 times with a high-powered pellet gun. Shot me in the face. And, really crazy experience for me, right? Could have shot me in the eye. Could have shot me in the neck. Mm. You know, it was really traumatic. I had to get the tooth extracted out. The freaking pellet went into my mouth, so they had to get that surgically removed. Yeah, you know, the experience dealing with this, because I haven't never dealt with anything like that before, it was a wake-up call for me because the system is broken. They let that maniac bail out. Right? They let that maniac bail out. They let him bail out in the streets, and the DA's office didn't even tell me he was loose. When I was walking my dog in my house, I didn't even know. I had to call to find out that they let him out. Now, since then, skipped bail. Now, he's still on the loose since April. They still haven't caught him. Right? No, I forgot to mention, I did.
Well, let me ask you this, Big Dave. Are you okay right now? Are you over this stuff?
The tooth isn't replaced yet. It's been an ongoing thing. It's going to cost like 10 G's. I'm waiting for the victim's compensation board to approve it. It takes months and months. And for anybody out there, just be ready because you have to be proactive in these situations. No one's going to help you out even though you got attacked like that. You got to be proactive every step of the way.
Thanks, Big Dave. Appreciate the call.
Man.
I don't want to get... But I'm glad you're feeling better, and that stinks.
Rick Pelham Jr., Stoney Super Chat, $1.99. Is this what we're doing today? I don't know what that means.
Well, it means are we calling in ripping the city?
Oh.
No, we're not.
No.
No, we're not. We're just talking about what happened to Ricky Pearsall. He's going to miss the first 4 games. And
which is nothing, Stoney, in the grand scheme of life.
Yeah. Yeah. More Brian Baldinger from the morning roast. As long as we're talking about the Pearsall incident, Baldinger was asked about it. How do you even
factor in
what happened to Ricky Pearsall in terms of something less important like the locker room?
Good teams, and the 49ers will do this, they rally around those players. And the thing that happened to him could happen to anybody, you know? And so it wasn't like it's 3 o'clock in the morning and he's in a place he shouldn't be. It's none of that. It could happen to anybody. And so he just happened to be an innocent guy. I've heard all the arguments, just give up the watch, all that. Well, nobody knows how you're going to react in any of those, because I still don't exactly know how it all went down. I'm not trying to piece this thing together. Mm-hmm. I don't want to investigate it. I feel bad for Ricky because he's missed so much time already.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like the bad part to him is it looked like he was just getting back on the field and getting healthy, and now you have to deal with this. And so I feel like his rookie season is slipping away. And it's too bad because he's a very talented player. The 49ers, they don't screw up these first-round picks. Like, they know what they're doing. This kid is a talented player. Like, I don't know when he's going to get on the field now and when you can count on him. But still, he's just missing more and more time. But how can it impact the locker room? Monte, I just think it just raises the awareness on everybody in the locker room that you have to be cognizant of where you're at mm-hmm. all times. And it's not just San Francisco. This could happen anywhere.
No, he preaching.
All right, there was Brian Baldinger.
Yeah. It's a California problem, Stoney, not just San Francisco.
Yeah, I think it's a national.
But what did he say, Stoney, that hit me and resonated? Yeah. Nobody knows how they're going to react until you're in that situation. Hopefully you're not, but that's real.
No.
Talk about it all day.
Exactly. 888-957-9570 is the number. Let's get back to football talk on the other side. And the San Francisco 49ers season starts on Monday against the New York Jets. And my question to 49er fans is, who be it a coach, be it a player, do you need to see deliver this year? And this is you personally. Guru and I have our choices. 888-957-9570. We all acknowledge it's a monster year for the San Francisco 49ers. And if that's the case, who is the player that most needs to deliver for this team? 888-957-9570 is the number. What's coming up on the game is presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises.
We go down the tough roads, Donnie. Toyota Tundra.
Yo, this is John Spider Sally, four-time NBA champion, and you are listening to Steiny and the Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Yeah, Spider Sally, Steiny.
Yeah.
Film on Mike hit me late last Sunday night. Hey, where can I find the Sally interview? I guess he had heard about it.
Right.
So I told him, directed him to the Odyssey app. He said, man, that was fun.
Yeah, if you want to hear anything on 95.7 The Game that you may have missed, you can go download that Odyssey app. All you got to do is download it directly from our QR code on both YouTube and Twitch. Mm-hmm. John Sally.
That was great.
We put closure on that.
Yeah, that was part one. Yeah.
Absolutely. We put closure on that.
We should get him on weekly or something, man. Like, he didn't want to leave. It was like, remember Iggy way back at Media Day? The guy was like, Iggy, we got to go. And he's like, man, if you don't get away from me, I'm talking to Steiny and Goo. Remember that?
Yeah.
You know, I said about a good 15 minutes.
One of the things I also remember from, we had him on Friday, right? Sally? Remember when he said, are you going to get to your question?
Probably.
Do you remember that? Yeah. What?
I hear people with two-minute questions here.
No, you don't.
On the weekends,
right,
too.
You.
And I'm just saying, I'm breaking out the clock because I'm tired of y'all just throwing stuff at me. 30 seconds is not that long.
It's 40. It's 41.
Evan, that's
it was 41, and the only reason it stopped
how
at
41. How would you know it was 41? Friday it was 30.
No, it was 41.
If you and put a clock only, to it.
And the only reason it was only 41 is because finally John Sally said, do you have a question?
It was about Bronny. I had to. Yeah.
Oh, he put you in your place there, too.
No, he answered it different than. He gave his LeBron part of it. The portion we want is the guys Bronny's taking the jersey from. Bron's incredible, and he's doing what I would do. But we can't ignore the rat on the table brought to you by ATCO.
Yeah.
The Steinmetz is from D3. The Johnson's from 24 Hour Fitness. The Giddings, you know.
Did you care when Jeremy Lin was taking somebody's place when he didn't belong in the league?
I never thought he didn't belong.
Yeah, he didn't.
Lin Sanity?
He absolutely did in his first 2 years with the Warriors. How come you didn't care then?
Because, please. Right. Lin Sanity was real. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What you got?
I got you being off base. That's what I got. I got you missing the point. That's what I got. I got you annoying me right now.
Well, we're agreeing, and I don't like it.
No, we're not agreeing on anything. Well,
Kyle shouldn't be fired. That's not a thing.
Thank you.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, thank you.
Dude, I understand your brilliance.
Listen,
all that's left for Kyle is to win the big one.
Right, which is all that's left for every coach.
Well, Andy had to go somewhere else and get it. Andy Reid. And you hope that don't happen here.
Nah. Well, then don't fire him. It's pretty simple. Well, then you just don't fire Kyle Shanahan.
That helps.
You keep him as coach until you get it done. Where's the one? I'll play that in a minute. This is Peter Schrager from Good Morning It's Football, or Good Morning Football, the second. He's got his finger pointed squarely at Kyle Shanahan.
I look at this past weekend, and Kyle Shanahan, they had a little party with Brandon Ayuk, with Debo Samuel, with Rick Ross, the boss, and this is what Kyle wore to the party.
Oh, my word.
Wow.
Now, I have been texting with sources It was actually a Great Gatsby theme.
Is your source wearing number 17 in that picture?
It might have been Rick Ross, the boss. It was a Great Gatsby theme.
That's Scott Fitzgerald.
And I think, you know, a guy who's got so much riding on this season as the head coach of the 49ers with contracts, everyone wants to, Purdy's got to get paid at some point. We've got to pay, you know, Talanoa Hufanga has to get paid. All you got. Kyle's coming in there, and he's grown the hair out. Mm-hmm. He bookended his summer with the McCaffrey wedding, where he was wilding out, and this amazing Great Gatsby. This is me saying, hey, I've got the swag. My team's got the swag. You guys could poke holes in us all summer long. We good. Mm. In fact, we Gucci.
He Gucci. Oh,
God. I think Kyle Shanahan's got the most riding on this season. I also feel like he has no doubts that his team is ready to go. I'm going to say the head coach of the defending NFC champions, Kyle Shanahan's got the most on his shoulders, and he's got some hair rocking on it, too. He's growing out that hair, and I respect it, and he was rocking it like Gatsby on Friday night.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, that is an old boy. Good God. How about Mike McCarthy? How about your boy Sirianni in Philly? They're fighting for their jobs. Kyle's not fighting for his job, Stoney, so... The most riding. Yeah, miss me with that. And am I the only one that liked Kyle's fit and the hair? He had swag Saturday night.
I didn't see it.
Well, you're not on social.
Why should I care about a party? It's a party. I'm a sports guy. And why are they partying this season?
They do it each year.
Right.
At Kyle's house. If he can have something at his house, you would be the first one there. Hey, boss, can I mow the grass? Yeah, you would be there. And that's what I love about it.
By the way, I'm getting some pushback on the YouTube chat. You guys are all wrong. You guys don't get it.
Uh-oh.
Jeremy Lin, okay, was not an NBA player when the Warriors signed him.
But that means he was an NBA player because he got signed.
My point is there's no difference between Jeremy Lin and LeBron James' son. Both guys are in the league. They're not players right now. Jeremy Lin busted his hump, became a damn good pro, became a very good first guard off the bench. But he didn't belong in the NBA in his first year.
Right. His daddy didn't help him. That's the nepotism in this.
Joe Lacob helped him.
But
because
that's
not
his dad.
It's the same thing. He has a personal relationship with him.
It's not the same thing as his dad.
Joe Lacob took a liking.
You're right, but he's not his dad.
Same thing.
He's not his dad. He's not riding his daddy's coattail. Even though Lacob gave him the same thing.
That's right.
Joe Lacob is not LeBron James. Still in the league. That's all.
There's no difference. There's no difference. Right. My point is that neither belonged in the league. If you want to say LeBron James' son doesn't belong in the league, neither did Jeremy Lin's when he first came
into
the league.
And I agree with you, but...
And to me, there's very little difference between Joe Lacob acting like Jeremy Lin's father to get him into the league and LeBron James being his father and getting him into the league. I don't see it.
Well, history was made with this, or is going to be made with LeBron and Bronny, so... Lacob and your boy didn't have that at all, Stoudy. It wasn't family.
Yeah, the family part, it's all about nepotism. Whether the nepotism is family or friends or whatever. Mike's in Santa Clara. What's up, Mike?
Not much, guys. Just, happy that Ricky is doing well and everything. That was a scary thing to really read about and hear about. So, one thing, the main part I wanted to talk about was I think Kyle is fully in this year. I think he's locked in in regards to, just making sure this may be the year with everyone being taken care of for the most part. And I'm not going to lie, I'm actually digging the haircut. He looks like Keanu from Point Break at this point. So, I'm loving the Point Break haircut. So. But anyway, guys, I just want to say that I think even though he's not going to mess up this year, there obviously are going to be mess ups throughout the season, with play call or just like how games roll. But I think he's rocked in into getting us all the way to the playoffs and hopefully to the Super Bowl and winning it. Thanks, guys.
Appreciate the call, Mike.
Yeah. Super Bowl in the Bayou this year, Stoney.
Is that where it is?
Yeah, New Orleans.
Okay.
I'm done with the chat. Guru, nobody's going to take your Seiko.
Somebody explain to me that. I'm not even going to say the dude's name. Where is it?
You got to read it.
Find it. Jeremy Lin was given an opportunity. Bronny was handed one. What's the difference? What is the difference? They were both given or handed an opportunity, maybe that neither deserved. Jeremy Lin made it worthwhile. He became a pro. He was drafted, he was put on the Golden State Warriors because of potential. And he reached his potential and he became a good player. That's the same thing for Bronny James. He's on the team because of his potential. Maybe he can turn into a Jeremy Lin. 888-957-9570 is the number. Let's talk a little Jets. Here you go. Baldinger loves the Jets this year. Take a listen.
Nobody better take Aaron Rodgers lightly because he played four plays last year and he's approaching 40. Nobody better do that. I've seen that team practice last year and this year as much as anybody out there. That guy, when you go out to watch him in practice, he doesn't look 40. His arm doesn't look like that. I saw Brett Favre late in his career and the arm fell off. I saw Peyton Manning's arm fall off. Like, that's not the case. And I don't know if there's a smarter player or coach than Aaron Rodgers in this business. You better take Breece Hall might he might push Christian McCaffrey for leading the league in rushing, yards, the whole thing this year. He has that kind of ability. The offense line's is as good as it's been since, you know, in over 10 years. Okay, it's the best it's been. And they've got depth.
Stoney, they got the future Hall of Famer from Dallas, Tyron Smith, playing the Trent Williams to Aaron Rodgers. So, I'm just looking. Quinnen Williams, their defense, Tony, Sauce Gardner, C.J. Mosley, they got dogs, man. Breece Hall, Garrett Wilson.
Baldinger on the Jets defense.
Defensively, they've got great players at every position. Their two linebackers are as good as what, you know, when we saw San Francisco last year and what they have off the ball inside linebacker. They can rival what Fred and Dre were like with what they have. And this secondary has never played with the lead where the guys might get a chance to start. DJ Reed, who was former 49er, drafted by the 49ers, Sauce. Like, they've got everything in place to be a great defense. Yeah. I think this is a very, very talented team. I picked them to win the AFC.
Wow.
So, you know, and win the AFC East. I'm sorry, Joe. But win the AFC East, I picked them. Like, I think this is going to be a very good team.
All right. So the 49ers may have their hands full week one against the Jets on Monday night football in front of a nationally televised audience.
Man, Stoney, and this is what's so exciting to me, rather than it be Arizona as the opponent, and I'm sure Kyle will be like, what are you talking about, good? We won easy street. My point being, yeah, we got question marks about the Niners offseason. What did it mean? Guys weren't there, but they got a stiff test right out the gate, and I won't come in here Tuesday if they happen to lose, but I'm excited that they got what I deem a stiff test. And if you watched the Jets all last year, Stoney, they were just getting putrid quarterback play, but their defense was in games and they had chances. Now they got Rodgers back. I'm with Ball. He's saying the division is Kansas City on mine first in the AFC, but after that, I think the Jets with the healthy Aaron Rodgers and their weaponry, and we didn't even talk about the revenge game for Solomon Thomas and Javon Kinlaw. They're also Jets.
888-957-9570 is the number. 49ers, about as whole as you can possibly be right now, with the exception, obviously, of Ricky Pearsall. But we didn't know if Ricky Pearsall was going to be active or not in week one. So as far as that goes, the 49ers are heading into this game as healthy as they've been in a while. And the other thing that we haven't really jumped on today is that Christian McCaffrey is back in practicing. And what does that mean?
You know, Joe, I worked with LaDainian Tomlinson for a long time. I think he's as good a back as I've ever seen. I played with Dickerson and Dorsett, and respect for Emmett and Walter and everybody. But I remember one year, Marty Schottenheimer was coaching the Chargers, and he put LT out there, and he pitched it to him. That's back when touchback, you get the ball at the 20. And on the first play, he pitched it to LT, And he went 80 yards for a touchdown. And like LT, he laid the ball on the ground in the end zone. And he came off the field to the sideline. He didn't play another play in preseason. I kind of feel like that's McCaffrey. Like, you can have, you know, yeah, you got to get banged up a little bit. But I feel like McCaffrey's cutting, his ability to run through contact, and his eyes, like, I don't think he needs a whole lot of work at that. I think he's going to be fresh and ready to go Monday night.
All right. So the 49ers are headed into this game Monday. If you're a 49er fan, you've got to be feeling right now as good as you felt all offseason, right? I mean, right now, you've got to feel really, really good.
Man.
You've got everybody in there, right? Especially after the offseason you've had, you.
I was going to say this is the team that left Vegas, but, you know, Greenlaw got hurt. But other than that, yeah, Stoney. So it's all systems go. It's about football, and you got a staunch test with the Jets. I can't wait. We'll be there. Let's go. And we got football in 48 hours.
Yes,
Chiefs,
we do.
Chiefs Ravens. That ain't no Rudy Pooh game. That's a big game.
What does that mean?
Small.
Rudy Pooh?
Yeah, small and wimpy.
Is that a guru or is that like...
No, that's a real
one. That's a legitimate phrase.
Yeah, that's like, oh, your ex-boyfriend, he was Rudy Pooh, you know. Like a wimp.
Okay.
Small.
Okay.
Let me see if Stoney Meter can guess the spread on the game going into Monday night.
The Jets are so good that the 49ers are favored probably by 6.5.
4.5. Minus 4.5 right there.
Jump on the Niners.
Dude.
Absolutely jump
like
on them.
Like, I got them winning. It's just going to be tough, and that's what I want. We want a good game. You are really down on Rodgers and the Jets.
The Niners are Aaron Rodgers' kryptonite.
Dibs will have something different that he caught me outside. But he said those games, the Niners were the better team that in the playoffs. During the regular season, Rodgers had ownage of the Niners.
Yeah, that makes sense.
In the regular season.
When the big lights come on, Rodgers is a 500 quarterback. He's 11-10. Once the competition stiffens, Rodgers wilts.
Now, there are a bunch of good games week one starting Thursday night with the Ravens Chiefs. We got the Packers, Eagles, and Brazil. But, Stoney, I'm not being a homer here. The game of the week is Monday night, Jets against the Niners.
Well, that's because you're in San Francisco. It's not better than the Chiefs Ravens. Come on, Goo. You have a Super Bowl champion.
Well, it's a rematch of the AFC Championship game.
Right. And what's this one? And what's the Niners-Jets?
Well, I guess where I was getting at, partner, is the last game of the docket. Like, Thursday might be, it won't be forgotten, but by the time you get to Sunday, you're going to be like, what happened? But Monday night, yeah.
I mean, it's a matchup between a NFC powerhouse and an AFC team that's trying to find itself.
And a guy fighting for his job in Robert Saleh, according to who you believe.
Yeah. And... I mean, let me ask you this. Yeah. Do you think Aaron Rodgers is going to play a full season?
I think he'll play 14 games if he doesn't blow something out. And I'm the guy that wants him to play 14 games. Like we don't give this dude enough credit, or maybe we do because he's from Sierra High School in San Mateo here.
Who?
Tom Brady going to the putrid Tampa Bay Buccaneers and turning that thing into a Super Bowl winner? Like, be careful, Stoney, or people out there that are anti-Aaron Rodgers. He has enough talent around him to do the same thing if he's that Aaron Rodgers. That's all.
Well, he's 40.
Yeah. Brady was older than that when he was with Tampa.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, when you are that good at that position, your computer and Wi-Fi is faster. The Peyton Manning won one with Denver and his arm was hanging. But that was because of the defense, but he was smart enough to do. Like, I'm telling you.
Yeah, I don't see it with the Jets.
I got Chiefs, Jets. I know we got a preview show coming up here. Chiefs, Jets in the AFC Championship game.
What do you mean preview show?
Yeah, when we go around the league and you guys got my email. I'm being serious, Evan. Did you guys get my email?
Which one did you send it?
The work one to YouTube.
Oh, yeah. I got to change my password. I haven't seen my – I got to get – Tim Jordan to help me with my password.
Maybe it didn't go out.
Yeah.
You thought I was running material. So did Evan.
I think you still might be.
Ask your email.
Evan is.
Oh yeah,
I don't have my email.
What don't you have? Your Twitter and now your email. When does it stop?
Hopefully never.
Hopefully you're going to miss something in your life that's going to be a blessing.
Like what?
Because of what something? Come get this check.
I'm going to miss something that's a blessing. You're right.
It's going to be trying to get to you via email. And you don't care.
Because you get a lot of emails that say, here, we have money for you. 2024 Red and Gold Summit set for tomorrow. Tomorrow, once again, we're going to be live from the beautiful Fremont Bank, 39150 Fremont Boulevard. Willard and Dibs, they're live 2 to 4. And then all the hosts will be there from 4 to 6, getting you ready for another football season. Come on out and enjoy the hosts. And it's first come, first served. And it's all open to the public. So there you go.
Let's go.
Lo Neal's also going to be there.
Man.
Fullback Lo Neal, former fullback Lo Neal, one of the best fullbacks in NFL history.
Yeah, I was just, man, watch his highlights and why he's not in the Hall of Fame, I have no idea.
No fullbacks in the Hall of Fame, that's why.
But they used to call the running back the fullback. John Riggins was the fullback.
Yeah.
But he really was the running back.
Well, he actually toted the rock.
Yeah.
Lo didn't tote it very much. He was mostly a blocker.
He was vicious.
He was mostly a blocker. He was very similar to Juszczyk. Now, you think Juszczyk is Hall of Famer?
See,
probably not.
Man.
Probably not. And I say this on a Tuesday before I
people
see Lo on
hater
a Wednesday.
People saying, hater alert, stop. Hey, Lo, can I get you a pop? Yeah. Put some respect on his name.
I put more respect on Lo's name than most of you guys because I compare him to the great Pete Johnson.
I was going to say Sam Gash.
One of the great. He was better than Sam Gash.
I'm not saying he wasn't, but that was a bad, violent man.
Penn State. I don't like Penn State, guys.
Dude, you're down, and your boy won that game. I thought of you.
Westford. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
You know what? Do we have time?
It was only a spread of -4.5.
Yeah. Okay.
They covered. Penn State did.
Yeah. Okay. I got to do this.
Yeah. I was thinking about just saying, look at Steiny. And your boy comes out the gate with a win, Franklin.
Does this sound like a team that's in the big? I don't even know what a major conference.
We should play a game with that. I'm lost.
Bowling Green, Kent State, Illinois, UCLA. USC. There's a ranked team. Wisconsin. They haven't thrown a forward pass in 4 years. Ohio State, that's when they get beat bad. Washington, they stink this year. I've talked to Grandy about that. Purdue, you've got to be kidding me. Minnesota.
Stoddy, they don't make their schedule. It is what it is.
Oh, they don't make their schedule? They don't schedule Kent State?
It is what it is.
And Bowling Green?
That's got to be homecoming.
And our guy, what's his name? Oh, shoot. The Maryland fan who always texts in. They have Maryland the last week of the year. Mm. Unbelievable.
Franklin came out the gates with a dub, though.
Yeah. Worst coach in college football. He's lousy. I shouldn't say that. What do I know? They'll finish 11th like they always do. Who's your college team?
Now I'm hurt. The Longhorns. I root for Africa.
It's the first time I've ever heard that. Texas is who's coaching them this year?
Well, I don't know his name. Now what would I just want to fight like radio fight?
Yeah.
Because if I had guessed it, you'd have been like, "Oh, I hope Frankie's not listening."
Why is Texas? How come Texas is your favorite team?
Metcalf, Earl Campbell. Back in the day.
Mm.
Yeah.
I gotcha.
Eric, you're familiar with Metcalf, right? His dad was a bad boy, too.
Eric Metcalf.
Yeah. Number 21.
Yeah, for the Cardinals.
Yep.
He was a punt returner. What else you want to know?
No, I was just saying, did
what
you
else
remember?
You want to know?
Yeah.
You need help
with White, all those dudes I were.
Oh,
Texas
yeah, he was a great
guy.
Pro. Major Applewhite. He ended up being a hell of a pro. All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. 49ers, hey, fans, we're 6 days away. Have you put the tumultuous offseason behind you, and is this team ready to go? What do you guys think? 888-957-9570. Download the Odyssey app directly from our QR code on both YouTube and Twitch. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low-rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.